From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and this is the sound from the Gaza Strip. Fighting raged across the Gaza Strip again today. By nightfall, gunmen with the militant Islamist group Hamas had taken control of almost all of Gaza from rivals in the Fatah movement. A fierce battle for the lone remaining Fatah stronghold, the seaside presidential compound, is now underway. Fatah loyalists are making something of a final stand there. NPR's Eric Westerveld is in Gaza City near the fighting, and he joins us now. Eric, tell us what you can about the fight for this presidential compound.
Well, there's been sporadic gunfire all day and at other battle sites throughout the city. It's been a continuous and at times vicious urban fight. Right now, a smaller battle continues for an intelligence headquarters called the Saraya Complex. And at the presidential compound, there is gunfire right now. Earlier today, Fatah fighters at this complex were reinforcing themselves and really preparing for a final stand. Pickup trucks drove in, bringing crates of ammunition and rocket-propelled grenades for the fighters. Fatah erected these giant metal barricades as well. They're big, rusty old sea buoys. They put these in the streets at key intersections around the presidential compound. And Fatah gunmen were telling civilians to leave the area and stopping and searching everyone who was trying to leave. One Fatah presidential guard soldier told us that they are prepared to fight to the death with Hamas at this compound.
Now, all this comes after Hamas today took control of two more Fatah security centers in Gaza. Eric, can you tell us about that?
That's right. They captured the preventive security headquarters and an intelligence center. They raised the green Hamas flag above the buildings, and Hamas TV here declared that Hamas had now liberated Gaza. As Hamas spokesman Islam Shahwan put it, the era of justice and Islamic rule have arrived. Hamas also took several Fatah gunmen prisoner and, according to witnesses, executed several captured Fatah men in the street. Hamas spokesman denied that their fighters have committed any atrocities, Michelle, but we heard from a Fatah Special Forces soldier who said when he arrived today with his men to try to reinforce his colleagues, he saw two Hamas fighters take two of his comrades who had surrendered, and he said they slit their throats in the street.
While this fighting is going on, Eric, medical officials in Gaza, I understand, say they're running short of blood, running short of medicine and other supplies. What, if anything, can be done about that?
Well, we spoke with Dr. Mwawe Hassanein, the head of medical services in Gaza. He says he's appealed to the UN, to the Red Cross, to the World Health Organization, and others because hospitals, he says, are running desperately low of key supplies. He says they're running low on food for patients, fuel for the generators, in addition to low on blood and medicine. He says in addition to the fighting, which has included battles in and around almost every hospital in Gaza, he says a huge part of the problem is that Israel has closed all the cargo crossing points into Gaza for security reasons, and supplies hospitals need just aren't getting through.
Eric, you mentioned civilians. How are ordinary Gazans coping with this civil war and all the street violence?
It's been extremely difficult. The streets are completely deserted today when we drove around. Most people, except for gunmen, are staying indoors. You can see kids and parents sort of carefully peeking out of windows to try to get a view of the fighting. But both factions have advised everyone to stay indoors, and it's been incredibly hard on the more than 1.3 million Gazan residents.
Eric, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Eric Westerveld speaking to us from Gaza.